Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Hey, Mark, I just found your show a couple weeks ago here in Gainesville on The Star. Folks, that would be 99.5, The Star 99.5 FM, Gainesville's best talkers, latest news. That's our newest Florida affiliate. Just found your show a couple weeks ago here in Gainesville on The Star and was wondering if you ever plan on having some of the anti-gun forces on Armed American Radio. That would be a pretty good debate. Keep up the great work, and I'm glad you're now in Gator Country. Thanks, Paul. Paul, let me answer that question quickly in one word. No. Never. They're not welcome on Armed American Radio, and this gives us the opportunity to mention that. If you want to listen to their bunk, you can pick up any newspaper, you can watch any television station, you can go back and watch anything you want, but you're not going to get it on Armed American Radio. This is our time, not their time. Welcome to Armed American Radio, America, from the Delray beaches of Florida, West Palm, to the crab fishing vessels of Alaska. You are filling your prescription for freedom on the Armed American Radio Network, and a special broadcast it is. Sean, are you with me?
I am.
Ooh, how fun is this going to be?
This is going to be real fun. I'm looking forward to it.
It is, isn't it?
I've been looking forward to it since last Sunday.
Since last Sunday?
Yes. So since you told us about it.
Okay. I thought something might have happened.
No.
This is a good one, folks. Emails galore all week long. New stations, Sean. New listeners across the country.
Very nice.
And an unbelievable guest lineup. In the studio here with me today on Armed American Radio, folks, is the master of self-defense, the great one, Massad Ayoub is here. Massad, welcome to Armed American Radio.
Hey, good to be here, Mark.
Oh, man, Sean, the fidelity sounds wonderful.
I know.
We don't have that radio background noise going on when someone calls in.
I wish I had that voice.
You gotta love it. And guess who is sitting right next to him? Championship shooter, Gail Pepin. Gail, welcome to the studio.
Thanks, Mark. Great to be here.
Man, it's amazing. It's amazing. And you guys just shot a match today, a GSSF match, right?
Yeah, we did in Dawsonville.
How'd you do?
Well, may not have been very accurate, but I sure was slow.
Ooh, well, you know what Wyatt Earp used to say.
Well, take your time quick.
Take your time. That's right. I heard Gail mention earlier that she was doing what on the plates?
Oh,
on
no.
The, on the 30?
I was doing great with my Glock 30 in the first two stages, the Glock M and the 5 to Glock, and then got to the plates. I totally tanked it.
Well, I'll tell you, that's a 45 caliber, folks.
Wow.
Okay, so, Sean, whenever you hear that, well, I'm looking for my first gun, and it's a lady, doesn't have to be a 38, does it?
Oh, no.
We hear that.
No.
We hear that all the time. You know, you get the guys, George tells us on a regular basis, don't steer somebody over there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 45 caliber that you're shooting. And now, you had a tough time on the plates with that?
Yeah, you know, it's a new gun, and I haven't shot it a whole lot. I probably got a couple hundred rounds through it, and I'm not quite sure. I thought I knew what the sights were hitting, but apparently I didn't know as well as I thought.
Okay, well. You outshot me, I guarantee it.
I was great on the paper. I was great on the poppers.
Well, it is outstanding to have both of you in the studio and to be able to look at both of you rather than have you on the telephone. And Massad, you've been on the show since the first inaugural broadcast.
Woohoo.
See? And it was back 1 hour when we were broadcasting in Atlanta, Georgia only. And we are now coast to coast, and crab fishing vessels are listening to us right now.
Well, keep up the growth. You've got a necessary message, my brother.
Well, I appreciate that very much. And coming from you, that means an awful lot. Sean.
Yes, sir.
We also have another outstanding guest with us today on Armed American Radio, and he is the publisher of what I've always referred to, and I'm sure you'll agree with me, as probably America's biggest gun rag. Out there, American Handgunner, Mr. Roy Huntington, is blinking on the line.
Yes, and, he is.
We're going to talk with Roy for the hour. Massad, you guys are good friends.
Yeah, we've known each other for many years. Roy was 20 years at least with San Diego PD as a career cop, always into guns the whole time, and this was just a natural career segue for him.
And you obviously, you write for American Handgunner, the Ayoub Files.
Yeah, been writing the Cop Talk section there for 30-some years, and the, it's probably 20 or more years now that I've been doing Ayub Files.
We're going to talk about one of your columns in here. It's the ambush when I'm looking at the July-August issue, and we'll talk about that later. We have a lot of time with you today. And, Gail, you have some websites out there. Let's get some business out of the way first, Sean. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to call in and talk with Masad Ayub, Gail Pappin, or Roy Huntington from American Handgunner, feel free to reach out to us today at 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. Sean, they can reach us on the emails too, right?
Yes, they can.
And the twitter.com AAR Mark thing?
Yes.
Okay, mark@armedamericanradio.org. We'll put you on our computer screens. I'm looking right at it. We've got some Bonehead Awards to give out. In fact, I've got some coming in already. Boneheads in Cincinnati, Ohio from Rick. We'll get to that shortly. We have a great email here where somebody gave me the Bonehead Award, and we'll read that. And you can reach us at twitter.com/AARmark. twitter.com/AARmark. And we also have two contest winners. Two, count them, two. One and a guest, maybe, from georgiacarry.org, who put their names in an email hat. We can't put them in regular emails anymore, or regular hats anymore, and shake them, Masad. It's got to go in an electronic device and print it. And then, but believe it or not, we actually printed them, then put them in a hat and pulled names. And Daniel won. And go ahead and slide the mic over, and we'll let you say hello to America. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. It's Danny.
Danny, tell us who you are. Give us your full name, and you're a Georgia Carry member, right?
Yes. Danny Robbins. I live right outside of Atlanta here, east, kind of west of here, working retail gun sales and also a gunsmith. So
see,
I have a little bit of a hands-on experience of what's going on.
There you go. And in addition to that, even more important is the work that you're doing with Georgia Carry.
Yes.
And the grassroots groups, ladies and gentlemen. You hear us every week talk about the grassroots groups and how important they are. And Danny is a valued member of Georgia Carry. And then we have Dan Agramonte. Dan, we'll let you say hey, too. How are you today?
Yeah, hello. Thank you very much. It's an honor and a privilege to be in the safest studio in the U.S.
It is definitely the safest studio in the U.S., no question about it. Well, welcome to Armed American Radio. We are glad you're here. Also a Georgia Carry member, so thanks for joining us. The grassroots guys get thumbs up nationwide. Folks, we're going to do this. This was like a little test, and it worked. We're going to do this on a national level here very, very soon, where we're going to put together a contest, and you can actually win a trip to come into the Armed American Radio Studios from wherever you may be. That includes you, crab fishing vessels. And you can check armedamericanradio.org or armedamericanradio.com. Either one will get you there. And as more information pops up, you can check us out on Facebook. You'll see that information in real time. And you can also check it out on armedamericanradio.com or .org. Sean, that's a pretty good idea, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Now, can I put my name in a hat now,
nope,
or should
nope.
I wait?
Nope, you don't count.
Oh, man.
Management can't win.
Oh, man.
You can come on your own, though.
Okay.
All right? Yeah, we'll have to. I'm sorry, Sean. You make me feel bad.
Oh, that's all right.
All right. We got a couple minutes before a break. I want Masad. I want his opinion on this email here. Masad, I read this to you before we went live. As you know, we give a Bonehead Award out to, let's just say it, the stupidest comment from the most boneheaded person on the anti-gun left every week. We call it the Bonehead of the Week Award, as you know. This one comes to us from C.R. Fowler. And he had a suggestion for the Bonehead of the Week Award from my July 4th broadcast. It says, Mr. Walters, it is you who are the Bonehead of the Week as of July 4th, 2010. You spoke about two Florida cops who were murdered. You said they were gunned down. I would have thought you would know better. Gunned down are loaded words, which the evil left uses to demonize guns and those who use them, both criminals and non-criminals alike. These cops weren't gunned down. They were murdered by a human being. If the killer had used a knife, would you have said they were knifed down? Gunned down should never, never be used by any responsible American citizen to describe human violence against their fellow human beings, because those who do are playing right into the hands of the un-American gun grabbers. Truly, Calvin Fowler. P.S. Generally, you do a good job on the radio. Keep up the good work. Masad, you have a long history And we have talked to you many, many times about some of these horrible tragedies that occur across the country every day. Was he right or was he wrong? Did I use the wrong choice of words?
I'll say middle ground. I hear where he's coming from ideologically. At the same time, all of us speak in American idiom. My pet peeve on that is the phrase, take a life. If I reach over and grab your pen and take your pen, I have your pen. If I have to shoot the criminal attacking me or my children, I don't have his life and I don't want his miserable life. But that said, when we're communicating in ordinary English, I think we're stuck with some of those phrases.
Okay, I'll give my response to that when we come back. Gail shaking her head yes. Ladies and gentlemen, you are on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. We'll be right back with Masad Ayoub and Roy Huntington in just a moment. Stick around.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Well known for high-quality handmade leather holsters, Galco Gun Leather now offers a product line made of virtually maintenance-free kydex. Check out the Triton inside the waistband holster. The Triton by Galco is fast, thin, and easy to conceal. The belt clip offers quick on and off capability while the sweat guard protects both the gun and the gun carrier. If you're a fan of kydex holsters and require deep inside the waistband concealment, the Galco Triton line is for you. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, visit galcogunleather.com.
One shot, one kill. That's Extreme Shock, the world's most advanced ammunition. For self-defense or hunting, there is no equal. Engineered to inflict maximum damage on its target, Extreme Shock's composite bullets fragment on impact, delivering devastating stopping power and carving catastrophic wounds. We've got the photos, videos, and testimonials to prove it. Find a dealer or order now at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, the founder of eHarmony. You know, when you're matched with someone on 29 dimensions of compatibility, it's a whole new world. Listen to what Erica, a real-life eHarmony success story, has to say about it.
It's absolutely different for me than any other previous relationship. I never imagined that I would find someone that would make me so happy.
Visit eHarmony.com and discover what so many singles have found. Log on today and review your eHarmony matches absolutely free. eHarmony.com.
This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks, at gunowners.com. iHeartRadio.org. I did. Welcome back. Welcome back indeed, ladies and gentlemen. You are on the Armed American Radio Network, filling your prescription for freedom. I am in the studio with Masoud Ayoub, the great one, the master of self-defense, and Gail Pepin, championship shooter. And we will talk about all that stuff coming up. We left Masoud, and we were commenting on my choice of words about the officers being gunned down in Tampa. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, I guess I should this is an opportunity to tell you that is about the two officers, Masoud, that made the stop and were ambushed by the scumbag and murdered down in Tampa a couple weeks back. You know, I hold Tampa close to my heart. I've lived there for, most of my adult life. Know very well the intersection they were at and can visualize it as you and I are sitting here right now, as clear as I can see you. And my choice of words, gunned down, really weren't meant. I think you mentioned it well, in a negative way.
I understand that.
And I was simply mentioning that they were killed, and I chose the words gunned down. So if I'm a bonehead, hey, you folks make the call. Let's bring Roy Huntington, Sean. How about it?
He's here.
Let's do it. Roy Huntington, the publisher of American Handgunner. Roy, welcome to your first, but not your last, appearance on Armed American Radio. How are you?
Hi, very good. Hey, Gail, Moth, an unexpected surprise. Good to at least hear you guys.
Hey, good to hear you, Roy.
Hi, Roy.
Howdy.
Hey, Roy.
Yes.
American Handgunner, one of my favorite gun magazines of all time. It's one of those deals that, it shows up in my mailbox, and I stop what I'm doing, and I read it from cover to cover. How long have you been with American Handgunner, and tell us about what you got coming up?
Well, I'm not nearly as old as Moss because he beats me there. But I remember some of his earliest columns when I was just a youngster. So, time goes by. Now I think it's a delight that here he and I are working together. I've been the editor at Handgunner. I think we're almost at about 9 years now. But I had been on staff at FMG since the early 90s. So I was surprised when they offered me the gig, and I snapped it up, of course. And I'm glad you like the magazine, because Moss and I need a job.
Oh, man, listen. See, I have the benefit that you don't have right now, Roy. I can look across from him and see him smiling and grinning when you're talking about him over there.
Yeah, well, it's because I'm telling you the truth. We do need a job, so keep selling and buying the magazine, would you?
Oh, absolutely. We'll continue to push American Handgunner. I love it. And you guys, I'm actually looking at the July-August issue, and you've got, it's just chock full of information. Am I noticing a change in the magazine with the amount of information?
Well, I'll be honest with you, and I think Moss, hopefully, will agree with me, is that, when I took over, we all sort of worked together to change the direction of the magazine and make it a little more fun, a little better sense of humor, I think, a little more welcoming, appeal to a broader base, certainly could do more history. Moss and I are all diehard revolver guys, and so I really got behind a renaissance of revolvers, and so we've purposefully driven that hard, too, and it's really brought we gray mustached guys out of the closets, and if you read the letters to the editor, the speak out section, you'll see that, they're always happy to read revolver stories and the historical stuff, but the rule to magazine is we can throw whatever rocks we want to, but the first rock has to be at me, or the magazine, or the writer himself. In other words, if you can't laugh at yourself, for goodness sakes, why are we doing this? And it's the single thing that I hear most often from readers is they say, you guys just sound like a bunch of guys like I shoot with, and that you're all having a good time, and I just feel like you guys are friends. And to me, that's a win. Moss, what do you think?
Well, a whole lot of folks miss that you can have fun with guns. At this time in society, particularly in the last decade, a lot of more American attention has turned toward the necessary defense issues. But we've got to remember, and I think the magazine has remembered, that part of this also is about one of the greatest, longest-lasting sports in this nation.
You better believe it. I have never taken anyone, and correct me if I'm wrong, Roy, you too. Gail, you too. Feel free to jump in. I've never taken anyone shooting and afterwards heard the following statement. Oh, that was terrible. I never want to do that again. Have you ever heard that from anyone, Roy?
My favorite thing to do is to get a gun grabber or an anti-gun person or just someone who's ambivalent.
Right.
And take them. Now that I live in Missouri, it's great because I invite them to my house and we go in my backyard. and we shoot 22s at balloons or something. And you're right. The very first thing they do is they look up at you. Their eyes are usually all aglow, and they say, wow, that was really fun. What's the big deal?
Right. What is the big deal? Do you have any idea? Because that's the Holy Grail answer that I'm looking for. I'll go right down the lineup after you answer. What is the big deal?
Moss, you want to tackle it first?
It's become just such an iconic thing. The people on the other side are not prepared to deal with the enormously complex psychological, sociological, and financial issues of crime control. If you can just look at an object and say, ban that object, it allows someone to focus with limited intellect, sound like they're doing something meaningful, pat themselves on the back until their shoulder comes out of joint. And the trouble is, it's a waste of time, it's a waste of effort, and it's like Band-Aid therapy for cancer. It distracts from the real needs that we need to cure violence in this society.
Mash, you just you touched right on, I think, the heart of it. And that, Roy, tell me if you agree, it's the feel-good, emotional argument.
Well, you know, as I'm sure, Moss, Gail, you've probably done it too, is I've debated in open forums against, the Brady people, you name them, and I always agree, yes, I'll appear, absolutely. But I always try to set a platform rule, and that is that I will absolutely discuss this with you, but we have to play fair. In other words, we have to be honest, and we have to be fair, and we have to be objective. And if at the end of our conversation we have actually proven that there are some problems with gun ownership that we need to change, I'd be the very first person in line to help initiate those changes. But then I always say, but if at the end of this conversation we find out that there actually isn't a problem, then you have to be able to admit that too. And, of course, it never works because they're all about emotions and how many children must die. And you know,
right. I'm sitting here chuckling because 3 weeks ago, Sean, you're paying very close attention to this. I know you are.
Yes, I am.
Okay, 3 weeks ago, Roy, I was asked to be a guest on the Stossel show up on Fox Business and Fox Business Channel, and John Stossel was great. And one of the opportunities I had as the first person in the green room, which is actually brown America, was when Dennis Hennigan walked in, Roy.
Right.
And I have given him Bonehead of the Week awards, and it was kind of interesting when I walked up and introduced myself to him. We got into a conversation during the next 3 hours, and I asked him about banning guns. And, of course, we were 2 days away from the Chicago decision. Alan Guru was there. Otis McDonald was on the show. And he says, we're not talking about banning guns anymore. We don't want to ban guns. I said, then why did you defend the Chicago gun ban and the Washington, D.C. gun ban? And the quizzical look on his face. Because he, like a politician, he sidestepped the issue. He can't answer that question. We don't want to ban guns, but we don't want the Second Amendment applied to the states, Roy.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you, because you mentioned the words fair and objective. And I know, Sean, we're going to get ready to take a break, are we not?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Roy, I'll pose the question to you, and then when we come back, I'll let you answer if that's okay.
Sure.
When you're debating these folks in open forums, and you ask them to be fair and objective, my question to you is, they actually stand there and debate you? See, you're laughing.
Right.
Folks, you're on the Armed American Radio Network, and we'll get Roy's answer to that when we come back. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. We're filling your prescription for freedom with Masad Ayoub, Gail Pepin, Mark Walters, myself, and Roy Huntington from American Handgunner. We'll be right back.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, this is Bill Bennett, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
Oh, yeah, we are, Sean. We're redefining weekend talk radio.
Yes, we are.
I love that. Listen to this quote, folks, and you know what? I'm going to do something fun. I'm going to read this quote. I'm not going to tell you who said this. Mm. And Sean, no one in the studio knows who said this either, so we're going to have some fun with this.
All right.
And the first caller at any time during the Armed American Radio broadcast today who has this right. So I'll tell you right now, folks, if you're listening on a live feed or you're somewhere that doesn't get the feed or doesn't get the live broadcast on a dial near you, Google it up, and the first caller will win a copy of my book, Lessons from Armed America, signed. How about that, Sean?
Sounds good.
Listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
Mash, you're going to love this. Without people feeling the need to work to make a living, sheltered by state regulations that are excessively paternalistic and irrational, we will never stimulate a love for work. I'll just tell you, that sounds like something Ronald Reagan would have said. But it wasn't Ronald Reagan.
I'll bet it's older.
I'll give you another hint. It's brand spanking new.
Ooh.
And in the political climate we find ourselves here in America today, ladies and gentlemen, see if you can figure out who that is. And the winner who calls in and tells America who that is, we'll give a signed copy of Lessons from Armed America, too, co-written with my, with your good friend, Kathy Jackson, and my good friend and editor at Concealed Carry Magazine. Roy Huntington from American Handgunner, welcome back.
Thank you.
Do you know who that was?
No, I was racking my brains, but I had a tendency to think it was older, too.
Okay, well, I'll read it one more time before we get your answer on the debate with the anti-gun boneheads. Without feeling the need to work to make a living, sheltered by state regulations that are excessively paternalistic and irrational, we will never stimulate a love for work. Ladies and gentlemen, if you know who that is, make Sean go to work and dial it in. Google it up and call. Roy, when we left for the break, we were talking about your debating some of these folks, and I was telling you that I had met Dennis down there and also Colin Goddard, Roy, with, he was the Virginia Tech survivor that's now running with the Bradys. And, you know, he invokes a lot of powerful emotions, and it's difficult and tough to actually, you know, talk with him and not get emotional. It's very hard to do. How do you debate these folks and then expect to get a fair and objective answer? And what happens when you're done debating them?
Well, first of all, I never expect to get a fair and impartial answer. In other words, that's a given. Going into that, I absolutely positively know, especially if I was invited to their event, that the deck is stacked. They absolutely are going to use me as a target. They're going to use me as something that they can use to make their own point. And so as long as you know that going in, then anything positive that comes out of it, anytime you surprise them, anytime you cause the audience to sort of stop for a second and rethink things, then you're ahead. See, even though outwardly you may feel like, oh gosh, I just really got beat up really bad, But if what you've done is presented a balanced, temperate argument for the facts of the case, and if you resisted their attempts to try to get you to go to the emotional side, you can acknowledge that there's emotionalism. That doesn't just say absolutely, and it's a tragedy if a child dies accidentally. And it doesn't matter if that's by a tricycle accident or an airplane crash or an automobile accident or a firearms accident. See, because you're already kind of taking their thunder away. But as long as you appear to the audience as being this, geez, this guy's really fair, and he's really honest, and he's very calm about all this, and he's not pounding the table and raising his voice, maybe I have to rethink this. I better do some more research. And I think Masa, I mean, I know for a fact you do the same thing. And like I said, you don't always come away, you know, carrying the body of your enemy, but you usually come away, and invariably, I will either get follow-up emails at the handgunner email address, or people will stop me if I'm there in person afterwards and say, you know, I've kind of never heard that put that way before, and they want to know more. And that, to me, is like taking someone who's never gone shooting, and you take them out and you let them shoot, and they always say, wow, that's really fun. And so these people are realizing that there actually is another side to it, and it's not all emotional aggravation. So, you know, I've tell you a real short story. When I was a police officer, one of my jobs when I was in public affairs was I would talk to neighborhood watch groups, and almost invariably at some point someone wants to get a stop sign somewhere in their neighborhood. And you can't put a stop sign on every corner because then we could never get anywhere. And so people would say, how many children must die? And I wasn't joking, but I
typical argument.
Pardon me?
That's their typical argument.
Yeah, but what I would tell them is I would say, well, actually, three. I said, the first one is an accident, the second one is a tragedy, and the third one clearly shows a disturbing trend. And so, you know, they would all just look at me, and they were shocked to death, you know, that I would be that honest with them. But now that I had their attention, and they realized that I wasn't going to come up with some baloney answer, then we could actually talk about the realities of what was going on. Is it practical to have stop signs? And I kind of used the same tactic. In other words, it's like if they want to throw children in the street and bloodbaths in the, you know, on the front page and all that, it's much easier to just then take that in a sane, reasonable manner and steer them back to the facts. Because if you present them with the facts and the only thing they have to counter that is emotionalism. Even some of the hardcore left-wing gun grabbers, you can see them pause, and they go, you know, he's right.
Well, you know, Roy and Massad, I would, Gail, Danny, Dan, and listeners, I've always wanted to know, and I would love to know the answer to this question, how many guns the anti-gunners actually own. You think about that. Roy, you know darn good and well, Rosie O'Donnell's got guns. All right? The illustrious disease, excuse me, Mayor Daley in Chicago has guns.
Well,
I mean, the irony.
It is. But I think we have to not get too focused on that. It's like there's a lot of people who they get upset if I show a picture of a dead animal in the magazine that J.D. Jones has shot. Because they say, oh, no, all you're doing is giving the gun grabbers grist and all that. And I always counter it. I say, no, I'm not. What we're doing is we're simply doing what we like to do, and we're not breaking any laws, and it's perfectly legal, and it's perfectly moral, and it's perfectly ethical. And I refuse to kowtow to the gun grabbers and their attempts to crush what we do. That's essentially a lifestyle for many of us. And I think that if you just simply choose to be better than them, you know, you can really have some successes. When I first took over as editor, I used to look at the other gun magazines, and I would worry, and I would say, oh, no, look what they've got. Oh, gosh, they have that on the cover. And it finally dawned on me that I shouldn't worry about them. I should have them worry about me. And so that's what we did then, and that was the tactic we have now. We push forward, we lead the way, and we let the other people try to catch up. And that's my feeling, and I feel strongly about it regarding the gun grabbers, is that I refuse to compromise my lifestyle in order to placate any perceptions that they may have.
Thank you. That's a great take on it. Also, if I could elaborate, because you're mentioning it, your technique as far as dealing with them, you cannot allow yourself to get emotional when debating with these folks, because you have the facts on your side. And I think that that makes a big difference. I remember seeing Caleb Giddings, I believe it was, who just was on the show last week and participated on the History Channel's Top Shot. Got kicked off last week in a very strange episode. But Caleb was debating Dennis Hennigan from the Brady campaign, if I'm not mistaken, on a split screen on the O'Reilly Factor. A lot of viewers. Number one rated talk show, Roy. Mm-hmm. And no matter what Dennis said, he just stayed calm, cool, and collected. And I called him that day and I said, you've got to come on the show in a couple days. That was on a Friday. He agreed. And lo and behold, he had the same take that you did. Stick around with us, folks. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. We'll be back with Massad, Gail, and Roy right after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
One 500-pound wild boar. One 9mm round of extreme shock ammunition. Bacon, anyone? That's all it takes when you're using the world's most advanced ammunition. Used by special ops and police, Extreme Shock's lethal bullet technology features unrivaled expanding fragmentation that stops the threat and inflicts massive tissue damage. See the photos and videos at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
My name is Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. My social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million guarantee that your identity will not be stolen.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-607-8961 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-607-8961. That's 1-800-607-8961. Again, 1-800-607-8961.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
Ooh, Mike Gallagher, he rules. Check this out, ladies and gentlemen. Wands don't kill people. Warlocks do. Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters, and we have, our phones are blown up if you've been trying to call in. Sean, I think they're getting a busy signal, right?
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Okay, well, caller number one that came in on that quote was Joe.
Joe.
Where is Joe calling from?
Calling from Detroit. How you guys doing?
I'm doing good, doing good. Detroit, the Motor City, we love it. Joe, who said that? Let me read that quote again. Without people feeling the need to work to make a living, sheltered by state regulations that are excessively paternalistic and irrational, we will never stimulate a love for work. Was it Palin? Was it Reagan? Was it Gingrich? Who was that?
I think it was Booker T. Washington, wasn't it?
No. Oh, no. Oh, and I'm dying to give that away. Joe, I have to say I'm sorry. That was not Booker T. Washington.
All right.
Oh, man. But keep tuning in on WDTK up there. And we've let Joe's gone. Let's go to
Dan. Call
number two. Dan, welcome to Armed American Radio. Where are you calling from?
Minneapolis.
Minneapolis, WWTC, big fans. Hey, check this out. I'm going to be broadcasting live from the Minneapolis State Fair on August 29th. Make sure you're there.
I will try to be there.
I'm thinking, I found out the other day that KISS is playing there the following weekend on Saturday. I might have to change those plans.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. We'll see. Dan, without people feeling the need to work to make a living, sheltered by state regulations that are excessively paternalistic and irrational, we will never stimulate a love for work. Who said that?
Well, I'm guessing Governor Chris Christie.
No. But do you see a pattern developing here? Gail sees the pattern. She knows who it is.
I know who it is, and I see the pattern.
You see the pattern?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, obviously conservative, right?
That's what they're assuming.
All right. Ooh, Dan, I'm sorry. I have to let you go on that one. Marietta, next. Who said this, Marietta? Where are you calling from first?
Dallas.
Dallas, Tejas. Oh, yeah. You ever had Frito pie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a staple out there when you're watching the Cowboys.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, right? Sean's in doubt.
Barbecue is a staple when you're watching the Cowboys.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. Well, I love the Cowboys. How about them Cowboys? Marietta, who said
that? The Rangers are doing better right now.
Oh, I'm telling you. Who said that, Marietta? Do you know?
Yeah, I know exactly who said it.
Tell us. Was it Reagan? Was it Palin? Was it Christie? Who is it?
Oh, none of the above. That is the president of Cuba, Raul Castro.
You win a signed book. Ladies and gentlemen, can you believe that? Let's read that again, now that you know who it is. Without people feeling the need to work to make a living, sheltered by state regulations that are excessively paternalistic and irrational, we will never stimulate a love for work. Sounds like our welfare system and the direction our country's going today. Even Raul Castro is figuring it out. Isn't that crazy?
That is something.
You know?
That is
Mossad,
something.
Yeah, I know. Sean, you didn't know, did you?
You caught me. I was thinking Palin. Right. I was thinking Chris Christie. I was thinking, you know, because that's a conservative thing.
That's a very conservative statement to work, that there's absolutely no incentive for you to keep the rental car clean.
Yeah.
As if you would if you bought that new Al Gore hating Dodge Ram pickup truck.
Speaking of Gore, what was the Gore there in Atlanta?
Oh, man, the Gore, it was, I don't know. What do you think the Gore was? It was hot, right? 85 in rain. The Gore was 85 in rain today. What was the Gore in Dallas?
Oh, my God. It was like 103 yesterday.
No, that's a real Gore.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised Gore didn't fly down there and make a statement. Marietta, you just won a copy of my book signed. You'll get all that information to Sean, and we'll send
cool.
it to you, okay? So thank you very much for tuning in. We will be down there in Dallas on the air real soon on a local station for you. We'll check the Facebook, Armed American Radio. Mossad, I'm sorry, I wanted to go to Roy, where time goes by and we had to do that. Roy, welcome back, man.
Thanks, sir. I'm here.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, it makes perfect sense, though, and I think we all realize that. That's part of that fact. You know, we would look at those people and shake our heads and say, yeah, well, you're going to learn the hard way someday. So
I'm telling you, and, you know, here Raul's backpedaling and we're going that direction. I found that to be very ironic. But our phones blew up, Roy, and that happens from time to time. Okay. Wands don't kill people. Warlocks do. Obviously, guns don't kill people. People do. We hear that all the time. The anti-gunners still go back to the gun, Roy.
Well, you know, there's something, too, is I don't mind periodically taking on one of these topics in the magazine, because some people will argue that you're preaching to the choir. But, you know, someone who's on the insider, somebody like Moss or Gail, you, me, people in our industry, sometimes we just have some insights into some of the problems. It's not because we're particularly bright. It's just because we're around them. And so if we give space in Handgunner, for instance, or Moss takes a column in Guns and talks a little bit about that, what it does do is it gives our readers grist. And so that way when they're, you know, when they're sabotaged someday, you know, in a PTA meeting, you know, something can come to their mind that they may come up with a couple of points that they remember reading in the magazine that may lend a little sanity, you know, to what otherwise would be an emotional, you know, situation. So while I don't like to do a lot of preaching to the choir, I think now and again, especially when you come up with some new ideas or better ways to help explain our side, then I think it's worth the space, you know, because it would give, as you would do on your show for your readers, because when they hang, you know, when they hang up, they say, well, you know, I just learned something today, and I'll be able to use that the next time I'm stuck on an airplane for 3 hours with a rabid left-wing gun grabber.
We've all been there. Mossad and Gail are laughing. We've all been there. You know, I have to say, it has been shocking to me how little of that anti-gun we've actually had bust through here on the phones. We've had a couple, have we not, Sean?
Yeah, we've had I think we've had two.
Yeah, you know, and maybe that's just your screening abilities. I don't know.
Oh, well, you know, I'm a little tough.
But the fact is, you know, yeah, we're preaching to the choir. There's no question about it. Because I like to say, Roy, that, you know, right now in cities all across the country, there's a guy driving home with his wife, and he's flipping through the radio dials, and he's hearing this conversation, and his wife's reaching to turn the dial, and he's saying, oh, no, 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 leave that on. You know, so you're catching not just the readers of American Handgunner or Concealed Carry Magazine or of Mossad's books or any of your columns and that, but you're catching people who are just like you and me.
Well, you know, everyone likes validation, and it doesn't matter who they are and if they're a former Marine or a 20-year veteran cop or anything. All of us will self-doubt now and again. And in other words, with our peers in our business and in the shooting community, I know for a fact sometimes people say, gee, maybe, gosh, I mean, am I making a mistake here? Am I missing something? You know, is the Brady campaign right, you see? And so I think for them to be able to be reassured that, no, actually, there are other people out there, they think the same way, they're reasonable people, you know, they have families and jobs, and it's very reassuring. I hear it all the time in the magazine. People write me emails. They say, you know what, it's so nice to read the magazine because it grounds me. It realizes that it's not just me, that there is a community out there, that we do all think the same.
I've done the same thing. You know, the NRA gets themselves in some tight squeezes sometimes, and you sit there and you think, man, maybe the other side's right. And then you shake it off, and you realize, you know, when you take the emotion out of it, that logic has to prevail. And you can't help but be on the right side of the issue when you let logic prevail. Roy, we've only got about 20 seconds. I want to thank you for joining Armed American Radio. You will be back, right?
My pleasure, buddy, and you bet. Ma, Gail, you guys take care.
You got it.
Be safe, Roy. Say hi to Susie for us.
See you, Roy.
You've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network, filling your prescription for freedom. Don't go away.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dark king. Jealous me by the
This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in and order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the 3-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The 3-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the 3-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.